Hello, listeners. Did you ever hear of a man named Leslie Clark of Flower Dale Central Victoria who can play songs on his fingers? If not, well, here's your opportunity. But you may say, how does he play songs on his fingers? Well, most people can make a noise with their fingers by pricking them like this. And he can make that noise in all the different notes of the scale. But you may say, how does he get all the different notes? Well, it's very simple to explain in theory, but it takes a lot of practice to really capture the art of doing it. But the theory of it is this. When you fill a kettle with water, you can tell when the water is reaching near the top without looking at it by the sound it makes. When the sound is coming up from low down deep below through a long tunnel space before it comes out into the open, it makes a low deep note, such as. But when the water is right near the top, so that the sound comes immediately out into the open, it makes a high note, such as. Consequently, when I open my hands and fingers out wide open and trick them, it makes the high notes, whereas when I keep on cramping my hands and fingers more still and more into a narrow tunnel space, it makes the lower still and lower notes, such as. So, if you think this man is not likely to have music wherever he goes, just because he doesn't have rings on his fingers and bells on his toes, I think you'll change your mind after you hear these items. What about the man he used to like to entertain the people with his mandolin? What about the man who wanted to be carried back to dear old Ivy? What about the man who used to be so fond of being beside the seaside? What about the man who is so confident his old horse was going to get him home safe and sound that night? What about those three blind mice? Do you still remember them? And what about our Father Thames? Is he still getting along as carefully as he usually does? What about little boy Blue? Do you still remember who it was who made him? What about that house called 10 Little Miles from Town? What about Sweet 16, Little Angeline? And what about that man who fell in love under a spreading chestnut tree? What about your mother now? Do you still think she'll keep on encouraging you to practice piano all day long? so if that's not enough incentive to inspire you to keep on practicing at this game, till you can imitate this man, it should at least be something for you to keep as a memory of him and shout to your friends. Goodbye.